So I just wanted to say a quick word about the story that we just read about the virgin birth. And sometimes we may, you know, a lot of people think when it comes to Christmas, well, what is this story? It's kind of this funky story. Why does there need to have been a virgin birth? And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the story and how we can kind of come to see why it was important. And the first thing that I'd like to say is that the story starts with an angel coming to Joseph in a dream. And when you think about that, it's not just an angel coming, but an angel coming in a dream, which means that Joseph had the option of just sort of dismissing that and thinking, maybe I just ate some spicy food last night and this is all just sort of, you know, a dream. But what it required is, in order to see the importance of it, it sort of begins with an openness that there's something else going on, an openness to something spiritual, an openness to God being in our life. And then the virgin birth, what that means is that Jesus, or God, came down and became a human being, but not a human being like Adam, or in the way that we are, but a human being of a new sort, you might say. In other words, what it means, the reason why a virgin birth and the message that's there with it, is it's saying we need a new start. And not just a new start of the same kind, but a new start in a completely different way. And then the name Jesus, when it says Jesus, it starts to explain what that new way is. He says he came to save his people from their sins. So what it's saying is there needs to be an openness to God, an openness to the idea that we really do need a new start, and an openness that there might be a different way of looking at things, that there might be a way for us to relate to God. When it says saved from our sins, it means taking off the table the idea that we need to get something right. Just sort of taking that off and saying, here's what's new. And then he gives the name Emmanuel, which means, it says in the passage, God with us. It's saying the new possibility is God with us, with the idea of us having to get things right taken off the table. And what that means is it's sort of left at the end where you can see Joseph comes through all those. He goes ahead and marries Mary, takes her as his wife. And then it says he doesn't sleep with her. He keeps her a virgin until she gives birth. And when you think about that, he really had no idea whether or not Mary had slept with someone else or not. That's still out there. Everyone else really didn't have any idea. No one else would really have any idea whether or not he had slept. I mean, they would know maybe he had said that, but they wouldn't know if that was actually the case. But what it would mean is that Mary would know. She's the only one that would know for sure, I didn't sleep with anyone, and what is said, that this is of the Holy Spirit, this is true. And it would enable her to give that message that I see that this is true in my life. And what Joseph was doing was, is he was taking this all by faith, an openness to God, an openness that we do need help. We do need a fresh start. We need something more than just us, a new start of us trying to get it right, but a new start that takes off the table everything that we've been failing at up until that point. And then what he did was he just said yes to it. And it wasn't that he said the word yes. It wasn't that he prayed some prayer. But you can tell by his actions, as all it said was Miriam, he took it an extra step further. You can tell by his actions that in his heart, he really said yes. I do want God with me. And if we take our not getting things right off the table, that's what we're sort of left with. If we have an openness, if we see that there's a need, we see that this is the message, it really comes down to, what do we want? Do we want God to be with us or not? And God's not forcing himself on us. All he's doing is waiting for us to just simply respond, not in any right or wrong way, because that's taken off the table, but just in whatever way we want to, but really just asking ourselves and knowing for ourselves, this is what I want. I want God to be with me. Let's pray. And as we pray and continue, I'm going to give you a quick opportunity. If you, there's something speaking in your heart, that there is this openness, an openness to Jesus, and you would like to have Jesus with you, raise your hand for a second, and I'll pray for you. Okay, let's pray. Jesus, we just thank you so much for being with us. We thank you for coming down, for giving us a new way of having you with us, of having God with us. And Lord, we just want to say to you that we do want you in our life. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just take whatever response we give as an indicator of our heart. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.